Now, I've talked to many, many pastors and preachers in many places. And I asked them what they think their greatest need is in their life and in their churches. And again and again, they mentioned four basic needs.
Needs.
They talk about their own need in their own life for more holiness. They talk for the need for more understanding of the Word of God and its teaching. They say they have need to be better preachers and teachers of the Word of God. And they say their churches are weak and they need to grow.
And
as I listen to these preachers,
and
as I travel to many places,
and
I look at their life and their ministry,
I agree
these are four great
needs.
If you want to build a strong ministry,
if you
want to glorify God,
if
you want to see strong churches in Bhutan,
you
must pay attention to those four important
things. Now,
our time together is very short. But I want to talk about those important things. And I want to remind you of these basic important things. When the Apostle Paul talked to Timothy, he talked about these same things. Let's look in 1 Timothy. And chapter 4. If the Apostle Paul were here today, this is what he would tell us. First Timothy chapter 4. Timothy is a young preacher. Paul is encouraging him about the most important thing. And if we will be useful preachers, if we will build strong churches, if we will see true conversions,
if we
will baptize true disciples, we must pay attention to these important things. Now, a chair has four legs. If it has three legs, it's unstable. If it has two legs, if it has one leg, you cannot sit on it. Now, Paul mentions four important things. And if you want a strong ministry, you must pay attention to these four things. The preacher's life, the preacher's doctrine, the preacher's preaching, and the preacher's church. His life must be holy. His doctrine must be correct. His preaching must be clear. And his church must be biblical. Not according to tradition. Not according to culture. Not according to our own opinion, but according to the Word of God. Look in chapter 4, verse 16. The two most important things for preachers. Paul says, pay attention to two important things. Verse 16. What's the first thing we must pay close attention to? Look at the verse. Chapter 4, verse 16. Pay close attention to yourself and to your doctrine. Continue in these things. For when you do this, you will save yourself and those that hear you. Two important things. What's the first thing? Your own life. Your own character. Your own example. Your own testimony. The most important thing for the preacher is the character of his own life. Many people go to Bible school. Many people understand the Bible. Many people have gift to preach. But the first thing, the most important thing, your life, your example, your testimony. If you say one thing, but you live another thing, people are confused. Paul says, pay close attention to your own life. And we as preachers must understand this. Your knowledge is not enough. Your education is not enough. Paul says the first thing is your own life. So we want to talk about the preacher's life. Now look at the verse. What's the second thing? His doctrine, his teaching. The preacher must have right doctrine. He must understand the Word of God. He must grow in his knowledge of the truth. Now there's much false teaching in the world. And if you don't understand the Word of God, if you don't have right doctrine, if you can't feed the sheep, they will not grow. And a false teacher comes in the church, he has a Bible, he has a big smile, and he takes the the word and he twisted. And if you don't understand right doctrine, you cannot protect the church. So Paul says the two most important things. Your life and your doctrine. Now listen carefully. Some of you are young preachers. Some of you are middle-aged. Some of us are old. But our two great priorities. All our life, our whole life, we are to grow in true holiness and we are to grow with the knowledge of the truth. We cannot stop growing in our character. And we cannot stop growing in our knowledge of good doctrine. Now look at the verse. That's the two most important things, and it produces two results. What's the first result? Look at the verse. If you pay attention to life and doctrine, what are the two results? Number one, you will save yourself. And number two, save those that hear you. If we want to go to heaven, and we want people to go to heaven with us, you must pay attention to two important things. And I travel all over the world. I talk to many preachers. And I tell them the most important thing. Your life, your character, your testimony, your example, you cannot be a hypocrite. What you say and what you do must be the same thing. And your doctrine. You must understand it. You must live it. You must teach it. So if you forget everything this old man says, you remember this. The two most important things, your own character and your own doctrine. Paul mentions a third thing. Look in 2 Timothy and chapter 4. We're talking about four very important things for the preacher. If you have a good character, but you have bad doctrine, your influence is weak. If you have right doctrine, but you're a bad example, your influence is weak. If you have a good life and you have good doctrine, but you don't know how to preach, then your influence is weak. Paul says is the third important thing. We must know how to interpret the Bible. And we must know how to clearly preach the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Notice what he says, verse 2. Preach the word.
Be
ready in season and out of season.
Reprove.
Rebuke. Exhort. With great patience and instruction. Why? Why? Verse
3.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But they want to have their ears tickled. And they will gather teachers according to their own desire. Listen carefully. We must grow in our understanding to clearly teach the truth. Look in chapter 2. If we're going to clearly teach the truth, we must study hard. We cannot be lazy. Chapter 2, verse 15. What does Paul tell Timothy? Be diligent, work hard to present yourself approved to God. Like a workman who does not need to be ashamed. Who accurately handles and teaches the word of God. Now a great need in India and Bhutan is for clear teaching. And that is your responsibility. You must study hard. You must pray. You must always be growing in your understanding. And when you stand up to preach, it needs to be clear order. It needs to be accurate interpretation.
It
needs to be direct application. This is your responsibility. Your life must be holy. Your doctrine must be accurate. Your preaching must be clear. But listen carefully. Paul mentions a fourth thing. Your churches must be biblical. It must have the right foundation. It must be built with the right material. And you must build it according to the word of God. Now I'm not talking about the physical building. I'm talking about the spiritual house of God. It has a right foundation, and you must build with a proper material, and you must build it according to this book. Not your opinion, not your culture, not your tradition. If you want God to bless your church, you must build it according to the word of God. Look in 1 Timothy and chapter 3. Notice verse 14-16. Paul is talking about the church of God. Look at verse 14. I'm writing these things to you, and I hope to come to you soon. But in case I'm delayed, I write so you will know how to conduct yourself in the house of God. And what is the house of God? It's the church of the living God. And what is the ministry of the church? It's to be the pillar and support of the truth. This is a pillar. You have the right foundation. And you have strong pillars. And you build with the right material. Your responsibility. When a man builds a house, where does he begin? Does he begin with a roof? He begins with a foundation. He digs down deep. And he finds the strong rock. And he lays the foundation. Then he puts up the pillars. Then he builds the wall. Then he puts on the roof. Paul says this. The church is the house of God. It must have the right foundation. And what is the foundation? Jesus Christ and His gospel. And you must build with the right material. Prayer. Clear teaching of the Bible. Holy example. These are the materials that you use. So listen carefully. If Paul were here today, and he would tell you this. You must pay attention to four important things. Your life must be holy. Not just outward morality, but inward holiness. Your doctrine must be clear and deep. Your preaching must be ordered and clear. And your churches must be built according to the Word of God. Your life, your doctrine, your preaching, and your churches. These are the most important things. So we have just 3 days together. And I want to survey those important things. So that when I leave here, and if you never see me again, you will remember this. One day an old man came, and he said this, the most important thing, your life, your doctrine, your preaching, build biblical churches. You must pay the price. You must take up the cross. You cannot be a hypocrite. You must study all of your life. You must be a man of prayer. And you must be a good example. Life, doctrine,
tawadi,
preaching,
choshinidi,
church. That's the four most important
things.
This is what Paul told Timothy. Do you understand what we're saying? So this is our main idea. If you want to glorify God, if you want to establish true churches, If you want the blessing of God, you must pay attention to those four things. Any questions? Any comments? Let me ask you this. According to the Word of God, do you believe these things are important? Are you willing to make them the highest priority in your life? Are you willing to work hard in all these areas? Are you willing to pay the price? I know many of you are already paying the price. But the problem with many preachers in China, India, Nepal, Bhutan is this. They're very zealous. They want to serve the Lord. They are burdened for the souls of men. They are trying to teach the Word of God. But they have weakness and sin in their life. Or their understanding of the Bible and doctrine is limited. Or they stand up to preach for 1 hour and it's not clear, it's not orderly. Or they don't have the proper goal. They don't know where they're going. So what is the goal for your life? What is your desire for your ministry? This is a biblical goal. To see true converts that are baptized as true disciples and are in biblical churches that are advancing the kingdom of God for the good of the Bhutanese people and for the glory of God. Is that your burden? Is that your desire? True converts. True disciples. True holiness. Clear preaching. Biblical churches. Strong churches. Growing churches. That advance the kingdom of God. For the glory of God. That's the goal. Life is short. Eternity is coming. There is a heaven and there is a hell. There is one way to salvation. All these poor people are lost. You have the truth. You must be a good example. You must clearly teach the truth. And you must build biblical churches. Build biblical churches. Any questions? So we want to talk about your life. Today, we want to talk about your life. Tomorrow, we want to talk about your doctrine. And the next day, we want to talk about your preaching and your ministry in the church. Are So do you understand what we want to talk about? Any questions? Well, then let's begin. We need to take a break now. We need to go a little longer.
It's okay. You can take just a few minutes break.
Yeah, let's take a 10-minute break, and then we will begin talking about your life.
내가자기 가르마 주탐대 찡아지기 녀석에 네게 실례대 내가자기 미치기 꼴랭아지 따게.
Why don't you pray for us, brother?
아주 말음 쉬게. 야 신감로 주미 옆 아빠 차라래 샤카디체 차라기 되나라 생아자기 불로 되나라 킥남이기 되나라 차라래 샤카디체 되나라 차기 깔랭아자기 람니 뒤컵 남이기 되나라 차라래 샤카디체 세순이 다루쩡 아지 녀석이 실례 다루가 자기 고틴데랑 아지 다루 따니 이 차기 까디 네게 되랭아 주 리퍼색 빠차랑이 나디기 까디 차라나세 아차 따도 녀석 조동 아차 레더님 지주런디 가라 또 의심하세요 챌로 슈디.
아멘.